The scriptures tell us that we are to read the signs of our times. And so I'm going to try to read the signs of our times. We're supposed to do that. We're supposed to be vigilant, awake, ready. And so let's just do this with me. Maybe you read things differently than I do, but let's go to the gospel story today. It says there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. Let's just do that. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. My brothers and sisters, these are called cosmic signs. Right? They're cosmic signs. And there are two cosmic signs of which we are increasingly aware of today as human beings. Although some are not, and some are in denial, but there are two. They both concern the relationship between the sun and Mother Earth. First, due to the diminishment of Earth's ozone layer, the sun's harmful ultraviolet radiation is getting through to the planet's surface to greater amounts. This results in present-day planet-wide problems for humans and other life forms, and it guarantees future chaos within the Earth's community of life. Secondly, due to the buildup of greenhouse gases caused by a significant extent, some say, by the burning of fossil fuels, Earth's climate is becoming warmer, and the polar ice caps and glaciers are melting. Just go on TV, you can see it. National Geographic Channel, Science Channel. They're melting. This present-day catastrophic climate disruption guarantees future disasters and future chaos. Let's move on. Then the gospel says, and on earth, distress among nations. My brothers and sisters, these are national signs. The majority, so let's read the signs of our time. In the majority of nations today, the economic, the legal, the medical, educational, religious structures are under increasing stress, and in some cases are in the process of collapsing. In our own country, where 1% own 43% of the wealth, the economy is such that the gap between the rich and the poor is getting wider, not narrower, but wider. Our legal system is unbalanced, as the rich are regularly declared innocent, while the poor are regularly the ones who are incarcerated. Just look at our prison system. Our healthcare structures make the latest medical advances available only to those who are able to pay extra, while many wait in lines at hospital emergency rooms for whatever treatment they can possibly get. Our educational institutions have become less places of learning and seems like more places of violence. In some of our religious institutions are drifting into fundamentalism, while others are becoming a scandal to their own members. My brothers and sisters, all these structural pathologies speak of increasing chaos in our nation and in our world. Then the gospel goes on to say this, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. These are ecological signs. So, let's read the signs of our times today. Everywhere on earth, waters are polluted. Air is increasingly dangerous to breathe. And soils are eroded and chemically contaminated. Biotic communities are disrupted. Life species are going into extinction. And immune systems are not working properly. My brothers and sisters, the entire web of life is under stress. And all this present chaos points to increasing future chaos for the earth and for the human community. Now, scientists who study the universe as a whole, they tell us about a process that has been going on for now for more than 13.7 billion years of its existence. So the whole process now is over 13.7 billion years of the universe evolving and developing. It is a process where things break down and they enter into chaos. This happens over and over and over again during the whole process. The chaos is then followed by a breakthrough, a creative emergence of something new. This is the way it's been going. Look with deep time eyes. Not only do we need to see these cosmic and national and ecological breakdowns that are happening at the present time that I mentioned, but we also need to expect that over time something new will creatively emerge out of them. This is our Christian hope. And so we need not be fearful in the midst of all these soul-sized problems that we're facing, these challenges that we face as humans. We need not slip into paralysis and say, oh, these challenges are too big for us. They're too much. There's nothing we can do about them. We're doomed, so to speak. No, no, no. We need to remind ourselves that it's the creative spirit of God that began this whole process from the Big Bang forward. The creative spirit is present and at work within the universe and always has been. And therefore, that creative spirit is within each and every single one of us. As women and men of faith, we need to be convinced that something new will emerge out of the breakdowns and the chaos that we're facing in this world. And perhaps we presently can't see clearly what newness will be. It will be. It will be. I'm assured of it. I believe we are now conscious enough. You know, if you look at consciousness and how it has evolved, not just the material world, but every level of being evolves. If you look at consciousness and where we've got to today, we think we're at the peak of it, but we're not. There's a lot more to go. I mean, just think of how people acted in the tribal days 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, more. And you see that with these new evolutionary eyes, we're beginning to see how God creates in an evolutionary way. And that means everything moves from simple things to complex things to more complex, to more complexity, to more and greater consciousness. And the world wasn't created once and for all. It's not a static world that we live in. It's an imperfect creation. It's moving towards its completion. And we're part of it. And trials and challenges, from them comes transformation. From chaos and death comes new life. So the Spirit, I believe, is drawing us forward, out of this present stage that we've been in for quite a while now, this egoic, self-centered consciousness that we've been in, and is moving us out of that into a more universal Christ other-centered consciousness. The same consciousness that was in Jesus. It's the only way that we're going to solve our present problems is by a higher consciousness. You can't do it with the same consciousness that caused it, according to Einstein. It's now up to you, each and every one of us here in this room, to be co-creative with the divine spirit, to embody God's compassion, life, and love in this world, to establish God's kingdom on earth as Jesus envisioned it, a kingdom of unity and oneness, of justice and peace and love, not only for us humans, but for the entire planet. So I ask you, I leave you with a question. How are you making the world better? How are you embodying God's love in this world?